Have you ever dreamed of traveling back in time? In Mary Pope Osborne's enchanting adventure, Dinosaurs Before Dark, that's exactly what happens to 8-year-old Jack and his 7-year-old sister Annie. Jack is methodical and fact-oriented, always carrying his notebook to document his observations. Annie is his opposite, intuitive, fearless, and guided by her imagination. When Annie spots something unusual in the woods near their home in Frog Creek, Pennsylvania, Jack reluctantly follows her to investigate. There, hidden among the branches of the tallest oak tree, they discover a mysterious treehouse filled with books. The siblings couldn't be more different in their approach to this discovery. Annie immediately climbs up, while Jack hesitates, concerned about trespassing. But when she calls down that the treehouse is filled with books, Jack's love of knowledge overcomes his caution. This simple decision to follow his curiosity sets in motion an adventure beyond anything he could have imagined, one that would challenge everything he thought he knew about the world. Inside the treehouse, Jack discovers a dinosaur book with vivid illustrations. When he whispers, "I wish I could see a pteranodon for real," something extraordinary happens. The treehouse spins wildly until everything blurs. When it stops, Frog Creek has vanished, replaced by a prehistoric landscape, tall ferns, a winding stream, and distant volcanoes. A living pteranodon soars through the sky before landing near their tree. Comparing the book's illustrations to the scene outside, Jack reaches an astonishing conclusion. They've traveled 65 million years back to the Cretaceous period. This moment embodies childhood wonder, that magical time when the boundary between possible and impossible remains fluid. For science-minded Jack, this challenges his beliefs, while for Annie, it confirms her faith that magic exists. The treehouse has transformed reading from a passive activity into an immersive adventure, turning information on a page into living reality around them. While Jack remains frozen in disbelief, Annie's curiosity propels her forward. She climbs down to meet the pterodon, ignoring Jack's protests, and discovers the creature is friendly enough to pet. "It feels like Mr. Peterson's dog," she calls up. Eventually, Jack's scientific curiosity overcomes his fear. The chance to observe a living dinosaur, something no human has documented, proves irresistible. Upon touching the pterodon, Jack discovers it has a thin layer of fuzz, contradicting the scaly depictions in his books. This reveals how direct experience can uncover truths that books miss. Jack immediately begins taking detailed notes, recognizing the historical significance of their encounter. In a characteristic gesture, bridging prehistoric and modern worlds, Annie names the pterodon Henry after their neighbor's dog, making the ancient creature more relatable and approachable. As Jack and Annie venture further, they spot a massive triceratops grazing peacefully. Jack's dinosaur book identifies it as a plant eater weighing over 12,000 pounds. Still cautious, Jack agrees to observe it, but makes Annie promise not to pet it or kiss it or talk to it, revealing both his understanding of her fearless nature and his protective brotherly instinct. During their exploration, Jack discovers a gold medallion with an ornate letter M engraved on it, glittering in the tall grass. This find introduces a new mystery. They aren't the first visitors to this ancient time. The medallion suggests someone else has been here before them, transforming their adventure from simple time travel into something more complex. It creates a connection between their prehistoric surroundings and their modern world, hinting that the boundaries between past and present may be more permeable than they initially thought. Annie leads the siblings to a valley filled with dinosaur nests and babies, offering a glimpse into prehistoric family life. When she approaches for a closer look, a massive duck-billed dinosaur appears with a protective warning bellow. Jack pulls his sister away and teaches her to crouch and pretend to chew like herbivores. "It thinks we might hurt its babies," he explains. As the dinosaur calms, Annie offers it a magnolia flower as a peace offering. Jack identifies it as an Anatosaurus, learning they live in colonies where mothers take turns guarding nests, a cooperative parenting behavior that challenges his view of dinosaurs as primitive, solitary creatures. Just as they appreciate this peaceful scene, the atmosphere shifts. The Anatosaurus makes a frightened sound and flees, abandoning the nests it was protecting. Something more terrifying has arrived, an enormous Tyrannosaurus rex approaching across the plain, its gleaming teeth visible even from a distance. The appearance of the Tyrannosaurus rex transforms their educational adventure into a fight for survival. Jack and Annie race toward the treehouse sanctuary. When the T-Rex temporarily wanders away, Jack realizes he left his backpack and dinosaur book on the hill. Despite Annie's protests, Jack decides to retrieve these essential items, showing his growth in courage and responsibility. He understands the book's importance for their safe return home. After grabbing his belongings, Jack finds his path blocked in two directions, protective Anatosauruses in the valley and the returned Tyrannosaurus between him and the treehouse. The situation peaks when the T-Rex spots Jack and advances, making the ground shake with each massive step. Its head was as big as a horse. Its back legs were thick as tree trunks. In this moment of extreme danger, Annie shows her own courage by climbing down to help rather than remaining safely in the treehouse. She communicates with their Plerodon friend, gesturing toward Jack in what appears to be a plea for help. In their moment of greatest peril, Annie's bond with the Pteranodon proves life-saving. The flying reptile glides down to Jack, who, despite his scientific doubts, places his trust in this prehistoric ally. As they soar into the sky, the frustrated Tyrannosaurus chomps at the air below. "I felt like I was flying all by myself," Jack thinks, his laughter revealing a side of the serious, fact-oriented boy we haven't seen before, pure exhilaration. The Pteranodon returns Jack safely to the oak tree, but their relief is short-lived as the Tyrannosaurus charges again. Jack scrambles up the ladder while Annie cries, "Make a wish!" Jack finds a book about Frog Creek Woods and shouts, "I wish we could go home." The treehouse spins wildly, then everything becomes still. They've returned home with the late afternoon sun setting. Remarkably, no time has passed. Walking home, Jack clutches the gold medallion, proof of their journey. Who is M, and why did they create this magic treehouse? Their agreement to return tomorrow shows how profoundly they've changed. Jack now shares Annie's enthusiasm for exploration. They've discovered that neither logic nor intuition is sufficient alone, but together create a powerful combination. The treehouse represents the transformative power of books themselves. For young readers, Jack and Annie's journey offers an empowering message. Children can be brave and resourceful when combining knowledge with courage and observation. The story ends with anticipation. The medallion's mystery unsolved, countless books potentially leading to other times and places.